Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, host of the hit show Conspiracy Theory on True TV, joins us for a full hour. Very honored, because he's not doing this as part of the press promotion. This is probably his last interview of the year before he goes to Mexico for 6 months. We're very honored to have him, and I'm honored to call him a friend, somebody I really respect, somebody who's got real integrity. Jesse Ventura also, he's had the New York Times best-selling book this year. Of course, American Conspiracies, amazing information, and he's with us here for the next hour. We're going to cover his take on WikiLeaks and these calls to basically start arresting people that report on government corruption. We're going to talk about the last finale show tonight with some breaking info with the Pentagon strike. That's the last show tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern. And we're going to get, obviously, into last week's incredible show on the Gulf. Jesse Ventura joins us from his home in Minnesota. Gov, good to have you here with us.
Oh, thank you, Alex. Always a pleasure to be here. And what's the weather like down in Austin now? We got plenty of cold and snow up here for you.
Yeah, you had the football dome collapse. Oh, it's about 50 degrees. It was 75 2 days ago.
Hey, speaking of the football dome, I actually called the local media guy that fields these questions. And I don't know, I guess I'm getting too much like you, Alex, because when I saw the dome collapse and I saw that that Fox News had a camera running, the first thing that popped into my head was, why would, it wasn't Fox News, excuse me, Fox TV that does football, why would they have a camera running inside the dome at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Sounds like a staged event.
Yeah, think about it.
Well, we know they're wanting a new stadium.
Exactly. Why would they have a camera? I can't for the life of me. I mean, the game wasn't until noon. They certainly would have ample time to get their feeds. I've done football. You have plenty of time, in a couple of hours before the game to ensure the feeds are there, the cameras are where they're supposed to be. Why would they be running the camera at 5 a.m. in the morning, which caught the collapse? Perfect.
Well, they wouldn't stage an event to get a $1 billion new stadium they've been demanding. The Cowboys Stadium they just completed last year cost $1.2 billion. I mean, they wouldn't use this as a pretext to demand a new stadium, Governor.
It's for sure they're going to get one now. You know, it seems like a foregone conclusion that they're going to have to build a new stadium for them now. But I don't know. Doesn't it seem strange to you, Alex?
Didn't we have the highway collapse up there, too?
Yeah, the bridge collapsed on the highway also.
That was pretty suspicious, a lot of experts and engineers said. You know, you've got a good point. And in fact, I remember reading about that luckily they had a camera at 5 a.m. in the morning. That sounds pretty implausible. Like one out of 1,000?
But the point is, why would Fox Television be running? Now, they've gotten further film from security cameras that were going, but why was Fox Television running a camera at 5 a.m.? And I'd like to know this. At what, did they run the camera all night, or when was the camera actually turned on?
Yeah, I mean, if they have nothing to hide, we should get Fox Sports TV on the horn. Well, you said that you actually called him.
No, I didn't. I just called the local guy on the news and posed that question to him.
What did he say?
He said that they thought of that, too, and they thought that was pretty peculiar. But I don't know if anything more will happen with it or not, but I just thought it was pretty strange that Fox Television would run a camera at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Are you calling for an investigation?
No. No.
Why, because they won't investigate it?
I just found it peculiar.
Yeah, but if taxpayers are going to have to fit the bill for a $1 billion new stadium or perhaps more, I tell you, that sounds like, I think you're on to something, Governor.
I don't know, but it just seemed awful peculiar to me, Alex. Do we got to go to break?
Yes, sir. All right, Governor Ventura with breaking news. The Minnesota stadium collapse conspiracy. We're going to get into WikiLeaks, the governor not flying, the new TV show tonight.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, if you just joined us, the one, the only, Governor Jesse Ventura is here with us. He was telling me off air, I said, hey, too bad Larry King's retiring. And he had an interesting behind the story tie-in to the TSA with that. We'll talk about that briefly. We're going to get into the governor's concerns about WikiLeaks, his view, the incredible final show in the second season set to air tonight, dealing with the Pentagon and 9/11. I want to get him to talk about the amazing episode that I was so honored to be a part of, dealing with the Gulf, some of the behind-the-scenes things. We're going to talk about it all here in the next 51 minutes. But, Governor, you dropped a bombshell on us, and I've seen people point this out, but you even made some better points during the break, dealing with the Mall of America dome collapse, reportedly from the snow. Recap the point you made, because I mean it's really suspicious.
Well, I don't know if it is or isn't, Alex. There could be a logical explanation, but nobody's asked the questions. They've just focused on the fact that the dome collapsed. But the other interesting thing was, when I watched, and I was just watching the same thing everyone else was watching, right on the you know, Fox Sports with Howie Long and Terry Bradshaw and, you know, all the Jimmy Johnson and all them on TV. And they showed it. Then the first time I watched it, I thought, how peculiar that they would have a camera running from Fox Sports at 5 in the morning, and how peculiar that they never even had to adjust it. The camera was, like, focused right in on where the collapse took place. And, no adjustment was even needed, hardly. And the dome's a pretty big building.
That is crazy. In fact, we're showing the footage now And they actually had two different cameras focused in right where it happens, one a close shot, one a wide shot. Governor, that is...
Well, I mean, maybe there may be a logical explanation, Alex. I don't know, you know. But I just find it peculiar that as to why they... I just like someone to say why they were running... Why Fox Sports was running cameras at 5 a.m.
That's amazing. At 5 a.m., they're running cameras in high def and recording it when no one's in there at 5 a.m. Central Time. That's 3 a.m. Pacific.
Well, and it's how many hours before the game? The kickoff is noon. So you're talking 7 hours before the kickoff. Anyway, let's move on. Enough on that.
Very interesting. Let's talk about Larry King. I said, too bad Larry King, after 25 years, really leading CNN to prominence, that he's retiring, and you had a tie-in to that. You were invited to be on his finale show, but you can't go.
Well, I don't know if I was to be on the show, but I was invited to the party and all of that stuff. There was a big hoopla, and I felt bad about it, but I can't go because it would require me to fly commercial airlines. And I refuse to fly commercial airlines anymore because I feel they're violating my Fourth Amendment right of the Constitution, and that's reasonable search and seizure. I believe that as Jesse Ventura, I pose no threat, and so it's not reasonable for me to be submitted to all of the search that I have to face every time I fly simply because I have a disability. And, you know, it takes my disability and makes it to where it exposes my disability rather than accommodate it. And so I just make the choice I refuse to fly rather than be searched the way they do, which I believe is a sexual assault to the level if they did it on the street, they couldn't search you that way. And so it's just a personal stand I've made, and unfortunately, I was invited to be part of Larry's final night and be part of the big party in hoopla afterwards, and I apologize to him, but it would have required me to fly out there and subject myself to that, and I've made the stand, and I won't do it.
Governor, what's your view on the announcement that first 800 Walmarts, now 9,000, there's a Homeland Security press release, 9,000 retail stores, including Mall of America, are going to have giant telescreens with Janet Napolitano telling you to watch other shoppers, telling you to spy on your neighbors. Homeland Security is coming out with iPhone apps where you spy on your neighbor. I mean, now they're...
you know what my response is, Alex? I would just encourage everybody to go out to the library or go online or go everywhere you have to go to get reading material and to start reading history on the Nazis.
Yes.
I think that that would be a good thing for people to do, to simply refresh your memory over the fact that history always repeats itself. And so you can always go back in history and you can learn from history and you can watch certain things as they fall into place and what they led to, the ultimate result. You know, that's what I find so amazing is how when I was governor 10 years ago almost, some of the things that I did 10 years ago are showing up today. And that's what history truly is. And so I would encourage people to get books and go back and read about what the things that went on in Nazi Germany and then compare them to certain things that they're doing here. And always remember what Albert Einstein said, a foolish faith in authority is the enemy of the truth.
Well, Governor, there's been a new twist to that. Speaking of Nazi Germany, they first started with unpopular political groups, but then expanded it to everybody else. They claim all this is for Muslim extremists, but now we learn from the MIAC and Homeland Security reports, as your show also documented in the Police State episode, that it's for Ron Paul supporters, Bob Barr supporters, gun owners, libertarians. Here's an Infowars.com article, but it links to the major union websites. Thousands of unions with millions of members are now being ordered by Homeland Security. Steel workers unions, taxi cab, you name it, they've got to get a government biometric ID card, be government drug tested, and you have to file an application with Homeland Security before you can have a job in America. And
that's absurd. If that's true, Alex. That is completely absurd. And, I just throw my arms up and go, why are we letting them get away with this? You know? All you can do is I'll keep showing my show and we'll keep talking and hopefully out there people will start listening and say enough is enough.
Well, you're absolutely right on that point. I do see a big awakening taking place.
I hope so. I hope we're not asleep at the wheel. Because these things are dangerous, and many of the little things, you just look at them as small things, they become big then. You know, like I said, this enhanced airport security at the airport. My big question is, who if they stopped? Wouldn't it be a big news story if they caught someone actually trying to get on a plane?
Well, Governor,
I never hear that, do you?
No, you don't. But, Governor, as you know, they continually catch the underwear bomber being helped on by the U.S. government, Source, Detroit Free Press, Associated Press. They, Anwar al-Awlaki, Fox News reported, the number three in al-Qaeda, has been in command of all these latest patsies. Oh, by the way, even Geraldo Rivera and Judge Andrew Napolitano have both come out and said that the official 9/11 story is impossible and that it's just like the JFK assassination, a fraud. What do you think about that courage? You've always been calling for other people to have courage.
Well, if the judge and Geraldo actually did that, I wasn't privy to that, but I'm not privy to everything, certainly, especially when I'm heading to Mexico. But if they said that, then good for them, and hooray for the First Amendment to the Constitution, because, you know, ultimately that's what we're fighting here, you know, is our rights and the disintegration of our Bill of Rights. And it all falls under that, and it falls dangerously because I've said it so many times, when government says they're going to protect you, well, then part of that protection is you losing your freedoms. And you have to be willing to give up your freedoms for that protection. I'm not. I would rather face the adversaries, and I would rather face whatever it is we have fear of than to lose my freedoms. I think losing our freedoms is far more important. And to me, Alex, it means that if there is this opposition and there is this group of people out there that want America overthrown, be it Taliban, be it whoever they are, well, if they're destroying our freedoms, then they're winning. Because it's through our freedoms we have what we have and have had what we've had. And we are a country today that was the greatest country in the world. Do we want to be known as the country that with the biggest failure in history? And that simply was the failure of freedom. Freedom's the most important thing here. And all the other stuff, in my opinion, falls by the wayside. And we can't give up our freedoms, even if it means that occasionally terrorists can attack us. If we lose our freedoms, that's more important, in my opinion, than, you know, any other result that could come from it.
Well, sure. I mean, even if you take their official argument that there's this army of turban boogeymen that are going to get us, so we gave up all of our liberty and let government goons stick their hands down our pants and radiate us, and we're going to have Big Brother telescreens. I mean, you're in the movie The Running Man.
Yeah.
And in that film, you know, written by Stephen King, it starts with big telescreens in the city streets saying, report suspicious people. I mean, in that 1980s book and film, the total dystopic society is where they have telescreens saying, watch your neighbor, and now it's here.
Yeah, and it's insane. You know, we did the one episode on my show where we simply went down to Washington Avenue and First Avenue in Minneapolis, a normal downtown intersection, and were amazed that there wasn't one camera on the corner, Alex. There were four.
It's happening everywhere. Governor.
No, I mean, it was. I expected to see one. I got down there and saw four on one corner.
Amazing. Stay there. We're going to break, come back, get into United Nations mulls internet regulation options because of WikiLeaks. And O'Reilly says execute Julian Assange. We'll be back with Governor Ventura.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Governor Ventura, Governor, I know you've really been, when I talked to you off air Monday, you're really upset about this WikiLeaks situation. You said you concurred with Ron Paul in his speech where he came out and said, telling the truth is not treason. But then you went on to make the point. Well, go ahead and make the point yourself.
Well, that's just it, Alex. I mean, it's that simple. If we're at the point that if the government, well, first of all, this is the classic kill the messenger. heat on the messenger when ultimately if these things hadn't been written in the first place, there would be no messenger to tell them because there'd be nothing to tell. But they're blaming the messenger. And the point is exactly what Congressman Paul said. If our country is at the point now where if the government lies or does something and you expose it by telling the truth, and if the truth makes you a candidate for treason, then we're in horrible shape. When telling the truth becomes a treason offense, in other words, they're saying it's okay for government to lie, but by God, if anyone exposes the lies, we're going to get you for treason. What kind of message does that send to kids?
Well, what is
it's all right for government to lie, and it isn't all right for you to catch them or tell on them or expose them or tell the truth.
Well, Governor, what type of message does it send to the press? I've been leaked plenty of documents that have even shown up on your TV show, like the MIAC and Homeland Security and others. Are we going to get executed next?
I don't know. And then it becomes laughable when you have elected officials like Mike Huckabee and these other people who state that this guy should be brought up and put to death for treason. Well, you can't commit treason unless you're a citizen of the country. It's that simple, Alex. He's an Australian. How can an Australian commit treason to the United States?
Well, how can Sarah Palin say that he's un-American? He's not American.
Exactly. And I guess, well, then what is she insinuating? That it's, an American would lie. He's un-American because he's releasing these truthful documents. You notice they're not denying the documents, are they?
No.
There's no denial. It's just that it's happening. And to me, it shows clearly that it boils down to even more basic than that, Alex. It goes back to our entire system of government here in the United States. It's a system based upon bribery and panhandling. And in order to succeed in that system, you have to be comfortable with those thoughts of bribery, of being bribed is okay. And so you have a system, and the people that thrive and live in this system are politicians. They're comfortable with that. So they're also comfortable with the lying then that obviously goes on continuously in our foreign policy.
And they're saying it's treason to expose their criminal activity. Here's another angle of it I want to get your take on. Since when can the United States, or the crooks that run it, the gangsters, as you say, the Crips and the Bloods, or the Gambinos and the Genoveses, pick your flavor of poison. Since when, Governor, can they reach across the world to England or Australia? And they're now openly have a grand jury federally impaneled, and they're saying they may try to extradite him on espionage or treason or something. They've got a bill now saying it's treason, even if you're a foreigner, because it was pointed out a few days after Huckabee and O'Reilly called for his execution that he's not an American. Can the communist Chinese not like what Jesse Ventura says or Ron Paul or Alex Jones or Bob Barr? And can they then come and extradite us to China because, say, some Chinese dissidents give us some documents and then we publicize them?
Yeah, same thing. I mean, this is absurd. It's closing the barn door after the horses have already gotten out. You can't pass laws and go after a guy after he did it. How do you create a new law and then retroactively apply it? That's insane. And the point is, why are we creating laws that stop the truth? It boils back to what Congressman Paul said. When the truth becomes treason, our country's hurting. And people, we better wake up and understand that the truth is what it is. It's not something that, certain elements create or are allowed to lie, and then you're not allowed to expose them.
Stay there. Got a break. Got a break. Powerful.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
From the front lines of the information war,
it's Alex Jones.
Okay, we got about 30 minutes left with Governor Ventura. We're going to run the gamut of things we're discussing, but I wanted to finish up with the really powerful points that cut right to the heart of living in a free republic that Governor Ventura was talking about. I want you to finish the statement you were making when the break cut you off, but first I want to get, or then I want to get your take on the top story on the Drudge Report and InfoWars.com right now, UN Moles Internet Regulation Options, and they have a direct link in IT News to the UN announcement that they want to have everybody with Internet IDs, tracking where you go, taxing the Internet, and they call it a Internet takeover. This is the UN quotes, and this was in a meeting in New York 2 days ago. And the United Nations says because of WikiLeaks. So there's a few terrorists. We've got to all lose our rights. There's somebody doing, you know, the WikiLeaking that government doesn't like. So we've all got to lose our rights. I mean, this is tyranny, is it not, Governor?
Completely. Absolutely it is. Because of a few rotten apples, they throw out the whole barrel. That's absurd. And again, we shouldn't stand for it. It doesn't surprise me, Alex, because the Internet was the only thing they haven't been able to control. And and they must get control of it. So it's not surprising at all that they're going to drum up that we're all in danger, and that for our own safety, they should take over the internet, and we all have to have ID cards, and we can all be tracked, and anything we do and say can be, you know, looked over and made sure of. If the internet allows that to happen, I don't know if they can. But if, you know, they do it to telephones and all that now, so it can't be impossible. But if that does happen, it's going to be a very dark day on the planet.
What do you think overall of Julian Assange?
Well, to me, he hasn't broken a law. All he's done is revealed documents. He's not a citizen of the United States, so he doesn't have to have any allegiance to our government or our policies or our political standing. And, again, if everything he releases is the truth, well, then the truth shouldn't be considered bad. It's that simple. The truth should never be a bad thing. The truth should always be a good thing. And so I support fully. I stand with Michael Moore. This guy doesn't belong in jail at all. And what he's doing, again, it's the classic case of killing the messenger, which is him, rather than the message, which is the information that he's putting out. And if the information wasn't put out in the first place, there would be nothing to spill. And this is also a power play. To let us as citizens know that if you go against the government, they will attempt to destroy you. Open your eyes up, people, and see that. That this is a clear example. They're going to try to make an example out of this guy. They got to. Because he's gone over a new line on them. And they're now, the power brokers are now taking the sword and drawing the line in the sand. And they're going to attempt to get this guy and make an example of him so that there will be no more down the road. And I don't believe in a free society we should allow that to happen.
Well, we all hang together or hang separate, as Benjamin Franklin said. And there's also been calls by Lieberman and others to look at indicting people at the New York Times. People in the British government are talking about indicting folks in The Guardian newspaper because they got the leaks. I mean, that's what Assange is saying. I'm a journalist. I've been given this stuff. We vetted it. We've released it. It was leaks that brought down Nixon. It was leaks that exposed the Tuskegee experiment.
Well, why do you think they're trying to stop it, Alex? They got to put the line in the sand now. This is a major, major thing. Well, this is one of the biggest things that's happened in my lifetime. In my opinion, this WikiLeaks stuff is going to rate right up with 9/11, and it's going to rate right up with the murder of John Kennedy.
Well, they're certainly using it to try to curtail the internet and my free speech. And
exactly, and that's huge. I mean, our basic Bill of Rights is on the line here. Not only the Fourth Amendment for reasonable search and seizure, but also the First Amendment.
Governor?
The right to free speech, Alex.
Is there any doubt, then, that they're running a blitz against every one of our liberties? Doesn't matter if it's Clinton, Bush, Obama. What do you think's going on here?
Well, it certainly shows to me that Democrats and Republicans are from the same ilk, that they portray that they're not together, but ultimately they are in the face of holding up nationalism. If you follow me.
No, I totally understand, Governor.
You know, see, there's no difference, and people need to understand that as long as we keep electing these Democrats and Republicans, this is what you're going to get. Nothing different. This is it.
All right, we've only got 20 minutes left with you, and I want to get into the show, the new one premiering tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Yep, I'm real excited about it.
Let's talk about the new episode now, then I want to go back to the incredible episode from last week, because if people have trouble believing, there's a plan to force relocate folks out of the Gulf, Mississippi, Louisiana, and even parts of eastern Texas, southeastern Texas. We have the London Guardian article, Rebuild or Retreat, U.S. Debates Evacuation of Gulf Coastline. $40 billion, to fund that, and you put them on the hot seat. You want to cover that first, or get into the Pentagon special tonight?
Oh, I want to get the Pentagon special tonight.
Let's get into that. I mean, this is some groundbreaking stuff. I've been privy to some of the behind the scenes.
Well, it's not overly groundbreaking if you're a connoisseur of the facts. If you study it, you know, the things that we find out and the things we do are not a great deal. If you're into it, and you'll understand exactly where we're at here.
But it's groundbreaking to get a JFK deathbed confession on national TV for the first time.
Yeah,
it's groundbreaking to prove the FEMA camps. And I mean, let me tell you, this will be the first time some of these eyewitnesses have ever been on television.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, tonight on the show, and it's the old classic, the mainstream media doesn't talk to the people who actually lived through it. Mainstream media avoids those people. Mainstream media only talks to government spokesmen who can spew the government story on what happened on 9/11. My show, we go out and we talk to survivors, people that were actually there. And tonight you will get the opportunity to hear a sergeant in the Army with a higher than top secret security clearance who survived, was in the very room that the alleged plane hit. And to hear her story is far different than the story that you hear come out of the government, the official story. Much the same as talking to William Rodriguez, the janitor at the World Trade Center, when his story so much differed from the actual story that was told by the government. And tonight will be one of those groundbreaking stories that hopefully mainstream America will now get to hear from the mouth of a survivor of the very room the alleged plane struck in the Pentagon.
Why do you think Geraldo, and then we'll get back into the show, and now Judge Andrew Napolitano are coming out and saying Building 7 suspicious, we know the story isn't true?
Because hopefully shows like mine are showing the facts and showing the cover-up. Hopefully they're going on the Internet and they're doing some research of their own. See, my biggest bitch about 9/11 is the fact that the general populace that defends the government's position has done nothing to learn of what happened that day. The only thing they know is what was on mainstream media television and what the government has told them. And yet, if you go through mainstream media and pick out all the little different tidbits, it still paints a far different story. I mean, there were tons of stories immediately when the towers fell of mainstream media reporting that people heard masses of explosions. Then all of a sudden, within 12 hours, all those stories magically disappeared.
Let's run through some of the bullet points that we can reveal ahead of this new show airing tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern on True TV, or you just type in Jesse Ventura, Conspiracy Theory. It's the top link on the search engines if you want to go to their page and also review some of these groundbreaking previous shows. But I'm going to run through these bullet points and then get your comments on them.
Sure.
Explosive revelation about 9/11, attack on the Pentagon, destroyed evidence of lost trillions. It had broken in the AP and in the Oregonian the week before that $2 trillion was missing from the Pentagon.
Well, it's even bigger than that, Alex. The day before 9/11, Donald Rumsfeld held a press conference talking about they couldn't account for trillions of dollars
yes.
in the Pentagon. And then, ironically, the exact place the alleged plane hits is where all these records were kept.
Yes.
Now, we're supposed to look at that and go, geez, that sure was bad luck, wasn't it? No. What comes to me is what Colonel L. Fletcher Browdy says. Nothing just happens. Everything is planned.
Man, that is ground.
You know, you look at things like that. These are real things. That press conference took place.
Hold on, Governor. Again, you're... I don't have words to describe how big that is, that Rumsfeld had the press conference. It's the area where the records were. Building 7 had a bunch of similar records with the CIA in it. And that was only a press conference the day before. It was in the news the week before that, so he had to respond. It was breaking. We've never seen anything in mainstream news since then. There's only, I mean, this is groundbreaking. I can't believe.
There can't be anything since then because there are no now, there's no clues now. All the evidence is gone.
It's huge.
And it just goes away. Mainstream media doesn't bother with it anymore. They just don't bother with it. It's gone. Oh, well.
Now, because I haven't seen the show yet, I've just talked to people behind the scenes. I mean, can you tell us what the new explosive revelation is about the attack with the missing trillions?
Well, that's pretty, you know, that's part of it, what I just explained, the fact that it hit right in the spot where the accounting would have been done. Well, where all the evidence was.
I'm just surprised this is even going to get on air. As we know, briefly, the missing police state episode, you want to say anything about that?
Well, apparently there was enough outcry from congressmen and from our government that they went to the higher-ups of AOL or whatever, and they've now removed it from the website, and they won't show it anymore, and they've basically censored it. That's all I can explain on it. But, you know, it didn't surprise me because, Alex, I never believed these shows would get on the air in the first place.
Well, it turns out what you said a year ago, in a way, is right.
Well, it's starting to come true.
Well,
we must have rattled enough cages.
Oh, they got scared about those threat fusion centers commanding the FEMA camp grid. I mean, you hit them hard. I mean, I've never seen TV where there's a real Perry Mason moment. You annihilated that congressman. He was caught with his pants down. And then you annihilated, and I want to talk about that before you leave us, but we're going to finish up with the Pentagon episode tonight. You annihilated the head scientist and her minion from the Army Corps of Engineers. First, they deny there's a plan to secretly force relocate and that they only want business there. Then you give them the documents, and they go, oh, yeah, we know about that plan. I mean, they look like a deer in the headlights. I'm serious.
Well, you know, if you do your homework, the thing is it's all out there. But getting back and tying it in, if we don't have things like WikiLeaks, we won't be able to do our homework, will we?
No, and that's the whole game plan. Let's go to number two. Hijacker who flew 757 jetliner into Pentagon, unable to fly single-engine Cessna trainer. You guys went and talked to the folks. The flight school's on record. They couldn't even get a Cessna off the ground.
Well, it wasn't that he couldn't get a Cessna off the ground. It was simply they didn't trust him with one.
Well, I know there was another case where he...
And we go into it better than that. We will take tonight the exact... what the 9/11 commission and the official government, NIST or whoever does all this stuff, we will take their exact dimensions, for lack of a better term, and try to duplicate it on a flight simulator. Wait till you see what happens.
Well, I've talked to so many airline pilots and fighter pilots. They say what happened at the Pentagon is impossible.
We do it on a flight simulator.
Yeah, incredible. Here's another one.
You know, we're going to show what we try to do with our show is we try to bring it to the average person's level, to where you don't have to be a scientist to figure it out. We'll show it to you.
By the way, folks, we're going to skip this network break coming up, so we have a full 12 minutes left with the governor. Always precious time with him. What a great patriot. I got to say, I admire Jesse Ventura because he's got courage, and he tells it like it is. And that's what we need in this country. And now I just admire Geraldo Rivera. I admire Judge Andrew Napolitano even more that they would put their careers on the line. There have been calls now to fire him. It's been big news, as
well,
listeners know.
You know, remember, I was basically dismissed and fired from MSNBC because I opposed the war in Iraq.
Oh, that's in WikiLeaks, that they're the number one recipient of mainstream media of bailout money, Governor. What do you think of that?
Ooh, MSNBC?
Yeah, massive government money.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. But no, I was essentially fired because I opposed the invasion of Iraq. And they wouldn't allow me on the air. They fulfilled their contract, but I couldn't say anything because my contract said that I could not do any news shows, nor could I do any satellite or cable television.
Well,
and so, you know, that the censorship is clear that it's out there.
Well, again, you're seen as a hero today for what for doing what a man is supposed to do. Tell the truth, follow your moral compass and what you believe in, and let the chips fall where they may. Justice be done, though the heavens fall. But more and more, that scene is heroic because so many people just cower and go along with whatever they think the establishment wants them to do.
Exactly, and, because they're in fear, and we can't live in fear. If we start living in fear, then give up the ship.
All right, we gotta
move. If we're supposed to be real Americans, then let's stand up tall and be what we're supposed to be.
Absolutely. I mean, I can't say it any better. Let's hurry to these other bullet points. Former NASA engineer reveals to Jesse Ventura damage to the Pentagon didn't come from plane strike. I can't tell you how many demolition experts have pointed out from the few frames they released. It's orange and white hot. That's not jet fuel. It's red and black. As a Navy SEAL demolitions, underwater demolition expert, you know, of the cadre of SEALs, it's the underwater demolition teams that are, from what I've read, correct me if I'm wrong, that are the, most focused on explosives. I mean, that's a white-hot orange fireball.
Well, not only that, but when you look at any of these things, when you end up with metal being melted, I mean melted, when metal melts, it takes extreme heat. You know, you're talking degrees of 3,000, you know, and nothing like that could happen through a normal plane crash. Heat will not get that hot through the normal crashing of a plane.
Well, it's shot through.
Trust us, there's been lots of planes that have crashed, unfortunately.
Well, it went through three rings of the Pentagon like a bunker-busting missile.
Well, and that's, you know, what we'll get into tonight on the show.
Unbelievable. Continuing, FBI confirms Pentagon had 84 security cameras on 9/11, but no footage shows plane hitting building.
Yeah, and they've taken that footage. They've, under the old premise of national security, they locked it up, and we as citizens are not allowed to see it, I guess. It would traumatize us too much. I don't know. Of course, I'm being sarcastic there.
Well, folks,
why can't we see? If they had all these cameras running, why in the hell aren't we allowed to see the footage? What possible excuse, Alex, could they use?
They don't have one. They even went to hotels and gas stations and confiscated it. Continuing, final point, there's even more on the show. 911 commission lawyer admits to Jesse Ventura that government has a penchant for secrecy.
Oh, yeah. Well, this was a lawyer that was actually on the 9/11 commission, and tonight you'll see me sit down with her. And, you know, I respect her, and I think what she did as an individual was okay. But what she reveals in just talking to her unintentionally tells you what a hoax and what a fraud the whole investigation was. That it was clearly dictated out of the White House. And, you know, the White House wasn't going to have this investigated at all. People seem to forget and have this short-term memory that immediately following 9/11, the Bush White House completely blocked any investigation. There wasn't going to be any investigation. We were simply to believe what they told us, and that was good enough. And I think today, even after the 9/11 investigation, there were good things that were revealed out of that investigation. You have to find them and piece them together. But we're no better off learning the truth today after the 9/11 investigation. And the clear example of that, Alex, is again, follow the money. When Bill Clinton was investigated for Whitewater, which ultimately they learned the president cheated on his wife, they spent $100 million. The initial allocation for the death of 3,000 people or more at 9/11, $3 million. They ended up spending 13.
And they agreed at the beginning of the commission they weren't going to look for who was wrong or what happened. They were going to look at things to recommend, national ID cards.
Not only that, but no one got fired. If Bush and them were that inept that these 19 bozos box cutters and accomplish what they did against our military, our air defense system, and what was called the most safest building in the world, the Pentagon. They bragged. It's a no-fly zone. Why wasn't that plane shot out of the air?
Well, we know Cheney was in the bunker and basically involved in the stand down.
Well, who had a stand down? Because the Pentagon is in a no-fly zone. Anything that flies so close to the Pentagon is to be shot out of the air.
Governor,
and that day, nothing was shot out of the air.
We're almost out of time. Very powerful. Folks, you better set your TiVos, your DVRs. This may be the only time you ever see this. They normally air the episodes more than 50 times, but they've already deep-sixed one because of Homeland Security and congressional things. It really hit a nerve. I mean, let me tell you, knowing what I know about this episode, I'm quite frankly crossing my fingers. I'll be surprised if it even makes it on air. There's been a lot of other stuff behind the scenes that I can't get into, but this is real TV. Ventura and his crew have a lot of courage to bring you this.
And what's amazing, Alex, is even the confession of G. Gordon, or Howard Hunt.
Yes.
The confession of Howard Hunt, which backs up the book Plausible Denial, written back in the 80s, the court case in Florida, and yet not one bit of it is reported in mainstream media.
Yeah,
this is a confession to the murder of John Kennedy.
Wow. Now, the show slipped in under the radar, but it's now being targeted. In closing, I was really proud to be associated with the Gulf episode. I know it was one of your favorites, but here's the Guardian article where they admit there's a plan to buy up 17,000 Mississippi houses just to begin to force people completely out of the Gulf area, Mississippi, Louisiana. You really caught them last week when you talked to the head scientist and they had to admit it.
Well, you know, they're doing it for the good of the people, Alex. They don't want them flooded out anymore.
Yeah.
You know, that's their simple explanation. It's time for all them people to relocate.
But they admitted big business is going to be there.
Yeah, big business is going to be staying. But they prefer to have the people gone.
Well, you haven't left.
You know what I always question? Certain parts of big business won't do very well unless there's people around, will they?
Not in the end game. They want to consolidate power.
One of the big things down there is the casinos. Who's going to go down there and gamble if all you can do is look at oil wells?
Governor, it's incredible. We've only got about a minute left. I guess this will be our last interview until 6-7 months from now when you get back to Minnesota. You're about to go to Mexico here in the next few weeks. Be safe on your trip.
I will try. You know, that's another shining example of our foreign policy, how well we're doing at the Mexican border with all the murders, and that today you have to literally take your life in your own hands just to go down and visit what is a fabulous country of Mexico.
And you got a simple answer that the statistics show would fix it, decriminalize.
Oh, completely. I mean, if they would decriminalize drugs, that puts the cartels out of business. Again, it's called go back to your history books. Start reading on Al Capone and prohibition of alcohol, and you will see how budget parallels.
Hold on one second.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.